is preparing for prosecution of total war with Japan. At 12:30 this afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, President Roosevelt is to address the nation. Yesterday afternoon, the Japanese warplanes had sent their bombs crashing into our chief Pacific naval base at Pearl Harbor. The White House made the first announcement that hostilities had begun, that Japan, without warning, and while her envoys were still in Washington to talk peace, had begun the war. Mr. Roosevelt has been in immediate contact with all operations since that hour. And when he delivers his address, his words will contain the latest information to reach the Capitol. Japan has hurled all her sea and air might against the United States throughout the Pacific. The raid on Hawaii was a sneak raid made without warning. So far as is known, about 350 United States soldiers are dead and about 300 are listed as wounded. American forces retaliated under orders previously drawn up and formally put into effect from Washington. Our forces resisted not only in the Hawaiian Islands, but in the Philippines. Guam and Wake Islands have been raided. Wake Island has been captured. Here are the latest bulletins from the Pacific. Shanghai. Japanese Army and Navy forces swarmed throughout the main section of the century-old international settlement today, but their officers proclaimed a minimum of restrictions upon Americans and Britons in the area as long as they preserve law and order. Tokyo. Sudden Japanese attacks on American military and naval and island strongholds in the Pacific and on the British bastion of Singapore were announced today by Imperial Headquarters. The announcement, broadcast by the Tokyo radio, said the Japanese carried out the swift attack on American naval, military, and air forces in Hawaii. Far to the west of that action, the Japanese added their forces captured the United States gunboat Wake and sank the British gunboat Petrel. Both were stationed at Shanghai. Manila. The United States Army announced today that Japanese warplanes had attacked Davao on Mindanao Island and had bombed Baguio, summertime mountain capital of the Philippines. Latin America is moving to join the conflict on the side of the United States and Great Britain. Costa Rica is already formally at war with the Japanese. So the country immediately to the north of the Panama Canal is in the ranks, the first to make the declaration. The rallying point of the American nations is the Havana Agreement of July last year. The agreement calls for consultations on possible aid between all the nations of the Western Hemisphere whenever any one of them is attacked. In Argentina, Brazil, and elsewhere, steps already have been taken to put the Havana Agreement into effect. Canada already has declared war on Japan. Cuba and Mexico have assured Washington of their support. Mexico has taken precautions to guard her Pacific coastline. In Russia, the Russians report more successes against the Germans. Moscow announces the capture of more villages west of the city, and the Soviet infantry on this front is still advancing with the support of tanks. Still more gains are claimed by the Russians on the Kalinin Front, northwest of Moscow, and in the Tula sector to the southwest. And in Africa, a massive new tank battle is raging in the desert sand south of Tobruk. This battle has now been going on for 2 days, and British headquarters at Cairo say that their imperial forces have met with some success. Army Air Corps authorities at Mitchell Field, Long Island, have asked us to make the following announcement. All personnel of the ground observation system of the 1st Interceptor Command will report to their posts immediately. All planes are to be reported. If you have not received your code name, it will reach you shortly. This announcement applies to the ground observation system in the following states: Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C. The order is signed by the commanding general of the 1st Interceptor Command. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York, and time now for Morning in Manhattan. The music of which is transcribed and recorded, and the conductor is your genial host, Pat Boyd. Thank you.
Hiya. Oh, boy, 24 minutes at 7 o'clock, 6:36. Oh, many things have happened, haven't we? Many things have happened since I've seen you Saturday. Well, but we've got to carry on, don't we? Just carry on with that old chin up. You know what the weather is. What did you get in temperature, young fella? Didn't get it. New handsome engineer this morning. George Anderson. There's 21 out in the country. In Bronxville, it was 21 this morning. But the weatherman says increasing cloudiness and rising temperature today, December the 8th. My goodness, this month's getting along. Cloudy and somewhat colder tomorrow. What was the temperature? All right, never mind it. I'll get it later. It was 21 out in the country. Well, it's good to see you this morning, and here comes a nice little waltz while you roll over and take a few more winks. When you hear the tinkling little chime from the chimes, boy, it will be exactly 20 minutes of 7 o'clock. The temperature right here at Radio City is 28. Yeah, I just happened to receive it here from the weatherman way up in Alaska. It is 20 minutes of 7 o'clock, 28 is the temperature, and it's so cold there's no humidity. 21 out in the country. So dress up nice and warm today, and you kids getting ready for school. I don't know how you stand it, those bare legs of yours running out there with little short socks. I know, our little barber, always the same thing. Well, it's Monday morning. John Siegel? John, it wouldn't be Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday without a good old American habit of a morning hymn. How about it? Okay.
My heart to sing thy grace, dreams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise, teach me some melodious song. sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Raise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Oh, to great, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Hear my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy court above.
Thank you, John. It's WEAF, ladies and gentlemen. Morning in Manhattan with Patrick Henry, Jr. Time right now is just 17 minutes of 7 o'clock. News coming up in 2 more minutes. And the temperature in Manhattan is 28. Kind of chilly out in the country. The weatherman has this to say, increasing cloudiness with rising temperature. Right now is 16 minutes of, let me see, that's right, 15 minutes and 45 seconds of 7 o'clock, and coming up is one of the highlights in Morning in Manhattan. At this hour, every day is news from the NBC newsroom, and Ray Nelson is waiting your pleasure. That's a double talk here this morning. But we'll be back in 5 minutes with more transcribed and recorded melodies, because this is
the National Broadcasting Company. WEAF, New York.
Finally, a ginger, brand Friday.
If you're working hard each day, keep your pet food found the way.
When you're working hard, don't let down. Step up with Peter Paul's Mounds, delicious, energy-giving candy. Mounds will help you work better, feel better. Try chocolate coconut Mounds.
Boy, oh boy, Mounds are great. Best candy bar you ever ate. Coconut and chocolate too. Mounds will make a hit with you.
This is Ray Nelson with your 6:45 news, brought to you by the chewing gum for whiter teeth, 10 Crown Activated Charcoal Gum. The only chewing gum with activated charcoal. The United States is grimly preparing today for a total war against Japan. At 12:30 o'clock this afternoon, President Roosevelt is to address the nation. He will deliver a special message to a joint session of Congress, and he's expected to ask for an all-out retaliation for Tokyo's ruthless attacks on Hawaii and the Philippines. And there's even some talk of his asking Congress for a declaration of war against the entire Axis, Japan, Germany, and Italy. At the same time, the president is expected to disclose the first complete account of American naval and aerial counterattacks. So far, we're in the dark as to what counterblows have been struck by American forces. Japan's formal declaration of war against the United States was issued by Emperor Hirohito. Along with it came a Domei announcement that Japan had hurled all her sea and air might against the Pacific territories of Great Britain and America. Up to 350 United States soldiers dead, 300 wounded in a raid on Hawaii, bombs on military and naval bases in the Philippines, Guam and Wake Islands raided, Wake possibly captured, American battleships reported damaged in and around Pearl Harbor, one of them said to be sunk, Thailand invaded, Singapore and Hong Kong attacked, a land force invasion of Malaya, which the British say was repulsed, parachute troops said to have landed and seized control of some Japanese communities in the Philippines. From Manila comes unofficial news that the United States aircraft carrier Langley has been damaged in action with Japanese forces. Other sources tell of an American transport torpedo, another one sunk, and still another seized in the Yangtze along with a gunboat Wake. However, practically all of the news up to this hour is unofficial. At this moment, no one knows much of anything. United Naval and Military censorship has clamped down. President Roosevelt has ordered the arrest of all Japanese nationals regarded as dangerous. The Justice Department says there'll be about 1,000 arrested, and 94 had been arrested in New York up to 4 o'clock this morning. The nation's first complete blackout has been ordered in the harbor area of Long Beach, California, including San Pedro. In New York, in Hampton Roads, Virginia, all up and down both the Atlantic and Pacific coastlines, home defense officials have issued emergency orders. Throughout the night, enlisted men of all services were rushing back to the post from leave or furlough. From Alaska to the Panama Canal, the continent is alert. In Washington, air raid watchers were called to duty. Smokers, watch your teeth. Remember this, smoking sometimes leaves telltale stains on your teeth. But today, there's a new way to help combat those stains and to help keep your teeth white and sparkling. 10 Crown Activated Charcoal Gum. This new chewing gum contains an amazing ingredient, activated charcoal, 50 times better than ordinary charcoal. So before you notice smoke film on your teeth, start chewing 10 Crown Activated Charcoal Gum. Back to the news. From all sides come assurances of support to the United States. Canada has declared war against Japan. Australia is said to have done so. So have the Dutch East Indies and the little Central American Republic of Costa Rica. Mexico, Cuba, and other South American nations are behind us. The British Parliament meets this morning to provide for a declaration simultaneously with the United States. Also this morning, the newly arrived Russian ambassador, Maxim Litvinov, is expected to confer with Mr. Roosevelt at the White House. Legislators have abandoned partisan politics. Members of the America First Committee have pledged their allegiance to the war effort. Labor leaders have called off strikes. In Congress, Chairman May of the House Military Affairs Committee says it would take only an hour or so to effect changes in the Selective Service laws, to make changes which would allow draftees and National Guardsmen to fight outside the Western Hemisphere. Here's a late bulletin from Berlin. The Japanese Prime Minister has broadcast a message to his people, warning them that they must prepare for a long war and that the fate of the Japanese Empire hangs in the balance. News of the broadcast was relayed to Berlin by DNB. Robert St. John reviews the day's events for you at 6:15 this evening. Until tomorrow morning at 6:45, this is Ray Nelson saying, enjoy 10 Crown Activated Charcoal Gum, the chewing gum for whiter teeth and brighter smiles. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York, time for part two of Morning in Manhattan with transcribed and recorded music conducted by Pat Barnes.
Sam's bulletin board at 7 minutes of 7 o'clock.
The armed forces of the United States depend upon our citizens to supply them with the equipment they need. The United States Army is welding itself into an invincible force. The men in training camps this winter need the best food, uniforms, and other equipment which we can provide. The Air Force needs many more planes. Now building are hundreds of warships to double the strength of our Navy. You can give help to our defenders and all the equipment they need by buying United States defense bonds and stamps for yourself. Your dimes and dollars invested in this way will be of use for national defense. Remember that you are making a loan to your government, not a gift, when you buy your defense bonds and stamps. Your money will be paid back to you if you need it. But if you hold your defense bonds for 10 years, you will receive $100 for each $75 which you paid in. This is a safe and sane way to help your country and also help yourself. So buy your defense bonds at your post office, bank, or savings and loan association today.
That new tune, Rosa Day's 4 minutes of 7 o'clock. That was the Dorsey boy, wasn't it? The temperature in Manhattan right now is 28. Oh, Freddie Martin? Oh, that is very good. Temperature is 28. It's rather cool, in fact. It's out in the country, it was 21. I suppose that we had to break the ice with our elbow this morning. You fellas in the Army, huh? A lot of fun. Don't you feel good getting up at 5:30 and zipping after that? Get a nice cold shower, fall in, fall out. Yeah. Grand, keep that old chin up, boy. And here comes a favorite tune of the day, the anniversary waltz with you.
anniversary waltz with you.
Over WEAF this morning, the President of the United States will speak. So you just keep your dials throughout the day right where they are, and you'll have the latest in the news, the best in music, as served by the National Broadcasting Company. And this little Patrick Henry here this morning, and Annabelle has been out all night. She just walked in. How are you? Can you imagine that? Doesn't she sound good? Hi, you're feeling good too, huh? That's very fine. And the time right now, at the single chime, right on the nose, 7 o'clock. In time for your morning toast. Sane, my friends, for all lang syne. We'll hear a cup of kindness yet. Aye, we will, lads and lassies. And it's Monday morning at your breakfast. Many things have happened since we were here Saturday. But it's Monday, don't forget that. And there's always hope in the new. It's a new day, it's a new day. Another dawn, another day, another chance, another way. Finish something you began, or else... The sky, another sun.